Adventures of the Bookended Muse. I'm bookended this week. Last Sunday, the countywide poetry contest for high schoolers tickled my muse and made me smile to the brim. Tonight, an inspiring reading reception at the Hoover Library will tickle me again, this time with a joyous mishmash of poets, authors, artists, and photographers, all celebrating their work in the pages of the new issue of Birmingham Arts Journal. Y'all come. What's in it for me? These two energizing events designed to make us all want to tell our stories with zeal. Well, each event is mandatory for me. I'm the annual MC for one, and the quarterly editor MC for the other. The commitments in themselves keep me focused, keep me attending. If I were not on the program, my interest would likely trail off, replaced by some new endeavor. The best way to keep myself involved with any enterprise is to make an ironclad promise that holds me responsible for the outcome. My dad's old-fashioned but never really out-of-fashion work ethic was passed on to me. If you encourage me to participate in something or other, my natural inertia will probably prevent me from following through, since it's easier to go home after work and collapse into a meditative but sluggish heap. The good news is that once I'm signed on and responsible, I'll likely carry on with dedication and zeal. This is good for me, since it keeps me from finding excuses to disappear. This particular weekly column, then, is something I've promised my muse and myself to continue almost ad infinitum, and looking back, I realize I've been writing it for way more than 25 years. Yep, even when my weekly commentary was seen by a mere 400 book dealers in four countries, I always produced it. Then when it started appearing in various small newsletters and magazines around the region, even more folks had a chance to read it. At least, I think they did. Then came books that reprinted some of the columns. And for the most past two or three years, many hundreds more are exposed to these columns through the Internet via blog, blast, tweet, Facebook, website, links, etc. My bookends are always driving me. Behind me is one deadline, before me is another, and at this moment, while reading this, one deadline is encompassing me, thus proving that my muse is really just me.